And now, a special presentation of Adventures in Odyssey, called Passages.
I heard a lot of strange stories in my time. I've seen things myself that I considered downright miraculous. But then, well, I really don't know what to think about this. I listened to Alice because it involved Timmy. He did have a healthy imagination, and I know something significant happened to him that summer because his faith became real to him. But this story, I just don't know what to make of it.
Right over there, honey.
Well, thank you. Mr. Riley?
Uh-huh. Oh, call me Tom. You must be Alice.
I am. Thank you for agreeing to meet me.
Wild horses couldn't keep me away. But do please sit down.
Okay.
You want some coffee or anything?
No, thank you.
You have me awfully curious, Alice. Now, you said on the phone that you knew my son.
That's right. I met Timmy at camp.
Oh, the summer before he died.
Yes. I heard about what happened to him. I'm awfully sorry. He was a good friend. In fact, he was my hero at the camp.
Oh?
Well, one day when I was walking through the woods, a bee stung me. Timmy came to my rescue like the gentleman he was.
Oh, that sounds like my son.
He made sure I got to the first aid station safe and sound. And as we got to talking, we realized that we enjoyed some of the same things. You know, like the woods, picking out the different types of trees and flowers, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the two things I remember most about that summer camp.
Alice, I'm happy to reminisce about my son. In fact, I have a lot of questions I'd like to ask about that camp. But I don't get the feeling that's why you called me. Or is it?
Well, this is going to be harder than I thought. You see, Timmy talked about you a lot. And all these years, I've imagined that, well, you would understand.
Understand what?
It's been so long since I dared to talk about it, and I never even tried. I knew most people would think I was crazy.
Why would they think that?
Did Timmy ever mention a place called Maris?
No, it doesn't ring a bell. What is it, a town? Name of a lake?
It's a country.
I've never heard of it.
That's because it's not in this world.
Not in... Oh, I get it. It's a place you two made up.
No. It's as real as you are right now. But it's not in our world. It's somewhere else. I don't know, another world. Another dimension. I don't know.
Well, what does this have to do with my son?
Timmy and I went to Maris, Mr. Riley. We had an adventure there.
Alice, you're going to have to forgive me. But you want me to believe that you and my son went to some other world or dimension or whatever together?
That's right. But you have to decide whether you believe me or not. All I can do is tell you what happened.
I'm listening.
We were exploring the woods near the camp and talking as we went. I thought a lot about God and faith, the way some children do, you know. And I kept pestering Timmy with questions.
So, do you think God ever gets bored with our prayers? Especially when we pray the same things over and over. I mean, I pray a lot, but sometimes I wonder about it. Though, I guess if he is our father...
Hey, did I show you my Swiss Army knife? My dad gave it to me right before I came here.
Timmy never did like to talk much about his faith.
To be honest, Mr. Riley, I think he was still trying to figure it out. I got the feeling that what he believed through your teaching, but not because he believed it for himself.
Go on with your story.
Alice, look!
Smoke! Is it a fire?
I don't think so. We would have smelled it by now. Come on!
Where?
Well, if it's a fire, we have to report it. Hurry!
We followed the smoke through the woods, up the side of a hill and over the top. Except it wasn't smoke at all. It was a weird sort of mist.
Mist?
Yes. We kept running, and before either of us realized what was happening, we found ourselves in a clearing. There were men on horseback riding this way and that around a log cabin. They were acting wild and firing pistols.
Yeah!
What in the world?
This'll teach you, Marushans.
When we say to keep your cattle off our land, we mean it.
No, it's our land. My family's been here for years.
Shut up.
No, please, leave us alone.
Yeah. Timmy, what is this? What's going on here?
We've got to call the police.
But how?
This is your last warning. But just so you won't forget...
Our house! No!
Consider yourselves lucky. It could be your lives.
Hey, you two! What are you doing there?
Uh-oh. I think he means us.
Get him! Get him!
Run, Alice! Yes.
We dashed into the woods like scared rabbits. We could hear them behind us, their shouts and horses. Then we finally got far enough into the thicket where we knew they couldn't follow us, not on horseback at least. And we hid quietly for a long time. And then, when we thought we were safe, we carefully made our way out again.
Oh, that was close. You're telling me. We've got to get back to the camp and get some help.
Okay. But, Timmy... Where are we?
In the woods.
But what woods? These don't look anything like the woods we were in before. Oh, that's weird.
What?
Don't you see how bright the colors are? The browns on the tree trunks, the greens on the leaves.
That smoke must have done something to our eyes.
They're so vivid. Like the colors from a fairy tale. It's like someplace I've never seen before. But it's really familiar anyway.
It's familiar because they're the woods near the camp.
We've explored these woods for days. I never saw anything like this. What's going on here, Timmy? My skin is all goose pimply. And my eyes hurt. They're burning.
Like I said, it's from the smoke. We'll have the nurse check them back at the camp.
No, wait a minute. I can't. See if I have something in them. They really hurt.
All right, hold still. Uh-oh.
What?
What color are your eyes?
Brown.
No, they're not.
What do you mean?
This one's blue and that one's green.
What?
Wait a minute, Alice. Forgive me. But I am looking at your eyes right now and they are both brown.
I know. But in Maris, they had changed. I assure you that no one could have been more surprised than I was.
But my eyes can't be different colors. That's impossible. Timmy, I'm scared. Something's going on here.
Don't worry. It'll be okay as soon as we get back to the camp.
But we couldn't find the camp, or any of the tracks or paths or markings that we knew would get us there. And I knew then that we weren't lost because we'd lost our way. We were lost because we were somewhere else completely. Somewhere we'd never been before.
Maris.
Yes, though we didn't know that at the time. Well... After a little over an hour of wandering, we saw a cabin in the woods.
Great. Maybe we'll finally find out where we are.
Timmy, I'm tired. I want to rest for a minute.
Okay. I'll see if anybody's home. Maybe they have a phone.
I sat down under a tree while Timmy went to the front door of the cabin. And suddenly, a young man came around the tree. He was tall and handsome and friendly.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Fletcher.
Hold on a minute. How did you know his name?
Because I recognized him.
You recognize someone in this other world?
Yes. I can't tell you why I recognized him, but I knew him as if I'd always known him.
Well, since you seem to know me, may I ask who you are and what you're doing here?
Hello? Excuse me?
Peace to you!
Is this your cabin?
It is.
I was wondering if we could use your phone.
My what?
Your phone. See, there was this fire, and some guys on horses attacked a cabin.
What? Where?
Well, in a clearing back that way, there was this log cabin.
Lamar's Ranch. We have to hurry.
Okay. Alice?
I'm too tired. You go ahead.
Will you be all right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is so weird. Oh, wait! Wait for me!
Timmy struggled to keep up with Fletcher as he ran through the woods. They reached Lamar's ranch, where Lamar and his wife, Deborah, had just managed to get the fire on the roof of their cabin put out. Fortunately, they had stopped the flames before the whole house had burned down.
Lamar!
DeBera! Praise to the unseen one that you're alive! What happened?
Adrian Marauders! They're trying to drive us off our land!
Here, Lamar, let me help you.
What are we going to do?
Why don't you go to the police?
The what?
The police, you know, the law.
Obviously, you're a stranger here. The Adrians are the law. They've taken over everything that was once ours.
Everything they don't destroy.
Fletcher, they set fire to Anderson's crops again last night.
We must send for help.
I've sent messengers to Sarum again and again. No one answers.
It's because we're in the north. They don't care what happens to us up here. We're on our own.
Then what are we going to do?
We need someone to deliver us from the Adrians. Why has the Unseen One abandoned us?
Hold your tongue, wife. The Unseen One has not abandoned us. It's we who have abandoned him. What did we expect when we allowed the Adrians to bring their pagan gods to us?
Be calm, Lamar. The Unseen One will hear our prayers. Meanwhile, you and your family should come to my home.
Thank you, Fletcher, but no. I have much work to do here.
And if the Adrians return?
They won't. Not today. They've given me their warning.
Then we'll say goodbye for now. You know where I am if you need me.
Fletcher and Timmy walked back to Fletcher's cabin, which gave Timmy the chance to ask some questions.
I don't get it. How can these Adrians just attack whoever they want?
At first, they came down and raided a few of our villages. When they weren't satisfied with that, they began to settle on our land. Then, by force, they took over some of our towns. Now they terrorize and oppress us, hurting our people, destroying our living.
This is like one of those cowboy movies, right?
I might agree if I had any idea of what you just said.
None of it makes sense, though. Stuff like this doesn't happen anymore. I mean, what part of Campbell County are we in, anyway?
Campbell County?
Yeah, you know, our county. It has Connellsville and Odyssey and...
Those names mean nothing to me. This is the Northern Territory of Maris.
Maris?
Yes. You must have heard of us. We were once a great country, unified by our common faith in the Unseen One.
Who?
Are you also a pagan? The Unseen One is the creator of all things, the ruler of our people, the judge of our thoughts, the lover of our hearts.
Oh, you mean like God?
Not like God. The Unseen One is God.
I'm so confused.
My cabin is just ahead. We can talk further there and... But where is your friend?
Gone! Alice! Alice! Where did she go? You don't think those Adrians took her?
Not without setting fire to my cabin as well. Maybe she's inside.
I hope so. Alice?
What's this?
Whoa, look at all the food!
I've never seen such a feast! It looks as if she's caught every kind of fowl in the area and pulled each type of vegetable and fruit and... Oh, it's still hot! How did she do this in so short a time?
You mean you didn't leave it here?
No.
Well, Alice didn't do this. She can't boil water without a recipe book. And if you didn't set this up, and I didn't set it up, well, then who did?
It was the Unseen One.
Oh, there you are.
What did you say? The Unseen One gave us this feast?
Yes, as proof.
Huh?
I beg your pardon?
Fletcher, the Unseen One is calling you to take action against the Adrians.
Me?
Alice, are you all right?
You are to rebel and drive them out of Maris, so says the Unseen One. And as it is his word, so it is within his power to enable you to do it.
Are you sleepwalking? What are you talking about?
I understand.
You do? I don't.
Alice... Do you know what you're saying to me?
Look into my eyes, Fletcher, and know the truth.
Yes. You have the eyes of a messenger.
A messenger? What kind of messenger?
Eyes of two colors have always been a sign of the Unseen One's choosing. Which means that the Unseen One wants me to strike against the Adrians. But it must be a mistake. I'm a simple mountain man. I'm no rebel.
As I said, this feast is proof. For the Unseen One longs to bring prosperity, a feast of joy, to his faithful followers. But you must lead the way.
Alice, cut it out. You're giving me the creeps.
Is it possible? Are you really a messenger from the Unseen One?
Gather, what are you doing?
Whoa, Alice!
Fletcher, hear the Unseen One. The feast awaits you, but you have to work for it by faith. Upset the House of the Adrians just as this table was upset.
Upset the House of the Adrians?
There is a building that lifts up the Adrians while oppressing the people of the Unseen One.
A building? Do you mean the Town Hall? You want me to destroy the Town Hall?
Town Hall?
It was taken over by the Adrians in Trevane. It is where their marauders are headquartered. They've turned it into a temple to their gods.
Wait a minute. Alice, you don't really mean for him to destroy a building, right? Right?
I'm sleepy. May I lie down for a while?
Yes, of course. There's a cot in the next room.
Thank you. Nighty-night.
I think one of us is losing her mind.
I'm just a simple mountain man. What do I know of rebellion?
You can't listen to anything she says. She's just playing a game or got hit on the head or had an allergic reaction or something.
She's a messenger for the Unseen One.
But how can she be? She's just Alice. She panics over bee stings, for crying out loud. She can't be a messenger.
But I was a messenger.
How is that possible, though?
I don't know. I guess in the same way it's possible for God to use anything or anyone. The things I said to Fletcher came to me as easily as my words to you now. I felt like I had to say them, but they weren't my words.
But why you?
Can any of us say who or why the Unseen One chooses whom he does?
Obviously not.
Tell me, boy, what's your name?
Timmy.
All right, Timmy. Like me, you seem to be a part of the Unseen One's bidding, whether you like it or not. Perhaps you've been sent by the Unseen One as a helper.
A helper? For what?
To drive out the Adrians.
Me? But I don't know anything about that.
You have seen what they do, how they hurt and oppress innocent people. What more do you need to know?
What do you want me to do?
For a simple mountain man, Fletcher turned out to be pretty good at rebellion. He and Timmy slipped into Trevane and created a diversion by causing a stampede of cattle. Cattle the Adrians had stolen from Maris.
Timmy? Timmy did this? My Timmy?
He was quite a good horseman.
Well, I know, but...
Yeah,
Timmy?
The cattle stormed through the town, and the Adrians rushed out to recapture them. While they were doing that, Fletcher dealt with the building.
He blew up the building? But how?
Dynamite. The technology there was similar to what we had out west in the late 1800s. Fletcher got it from a friend who ran the mines further in the mountains.
Where was Timmy when all this was going on? He didn't light the fuse, I hope.
No. By that time, he was on the other end of town watching it all from the rooftop of a bank.
Cool.
At least he was safe.
He thought he was.
Hey, you, boy!
Me?
What are you doing up here?
I was just watching the fireworks.
Fireworks, nothing. You're coming with me.
Ow! Let go!
Who are you, boy? I never seen you around here before.
I'm Timmy, and I don't live around here. I'm from Odyssey.
Never heard of it. You're going to the sheriff.
But why? On what charge?
I don't need a charge. It's enough that I don't like the look of you.
Timmy was taken to the jail where the sheriff locked him up for the night.
You're making a big mistake, Sheriff.
Well, we'll talk about it in the morning. I've got bigger headaches to deal with right now.
How did I get myself into this mess? And how am I going to get out of here? What am I saying? I don't even know where here is. It's too much to believe.
And then, Timmy looked out of his cell window and saw something that made him realize, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he wasn't anywhere near the camp, or Odyssey, or anything he knew in our world.
No! No, it can't be!
What did he see?
Two moons.
You're kidding.
No. Maris exists in a world where there are two moons. They were hanging almost side by side up there in the night sky.
It's not possible.
But hold on now. Where were you when all this was going on?
I was asleep back in Fletcher's cabin. I know, it's hard to explain, but when I fell asleep in Maris, it was the deepest and most wonderful sleep I've ever had in my life. But I dreamed, too. And in my dreams, I saw everything that happened to Timmy and Fletcher's as if I was with them. Unfortunately, Timmy's night in the jail wasn't so good. And the next morning, things went from bad to worse.
Calm down, everybody. Just calm down. We don't know that the boy had anything to do with the explosion.
He's a stranger, isn't he? Won't answer any of your questions, right?
Just leave it with me.
Like we left the town hall with you. And now it's a heap of rubble. Who's going to replace our building?
Your building? That town hall was built by the sweat and blood of Morris. It was ours until you stole it to make a pagan temple.
You want to repeat that to the end of my fist?
Bring the boy out and we'll talk to him properly. He'll confess. Or maybe we should try beating the truth out of these wretched Marutians.
We'll get what we want from the Marutians in due time. Just go home.
We will not go home. The destruction of the temple was deliberate. An act of revolt against us.
That's right. Listen to the priest.
Hear me. If that boy is responsible, then justice must be done.
You want me to hand the boy to this crowd?
He's not an Adrian. You must give him to us. And if you won't, then we will take him.